Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 196 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. In this episode of Behind the Barbecue Frontlines, I talk to Aaron Siegel from Home Team Barbecue in South Carolina. And in these Behind the Barbecue Frontlines, I like to talk to owners and people in the barbecue world and see what they're doing during the pandemic. And hopefully, if you're a restaurant owner or you're in that world, you can watch these and maybe get some advice or get some tips or see what people are going through. And if you're just a fan and like to go to these restaurants, you can kind of see what their thought process is. And this is a big one. On March 17th, he furloughed 380 employees. And they are just now slowly opening these locations. All five locations are now open for takeout and curbside. A few of them for delivery. In the show notes, I'll have all the information as to what delivery service is and what the contact info is for each place. But at the time of recording this, three locations were back open for takeout, and a fourth one was opening up. So now all five locations, but none of them are open for dine-in, even at 25%. So he talks about that. I'll let him get into all that so you can understand what his thought process is along the way. But I can't thank Aaron enough. And if you're a fan of Home Team and a fan of barbecue in general, support these guys. Support your local guys. They all need your help to get through this. Also, go to my website at kevinsbbqjoints.com for additional information on all the different Behind the Barbecue front lines, as well as additional information on Home Team Barbecue and what you can do to support them and visit them. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Yeah, we just started doing to-go at three of our places. So we're doing curbside and delivery. And then we got one of our other places going yesterday. And then the last place will get going on probably Friday. We had to do some work over it. That's West Ashley, our oldest place, which is the floors really needed to be redone before we even started there 14 years ago. And so.
Oh, so you're actually getting that done now while you have the opportunity.
I mean, you know, we just figured go ahead and do it. I don't know if we had the money for it or not, but we needed to do it. And then certainly planning on being open in January. And so I don't want to have to close back up if, you know, to do floors. So we did it.
As soon as the COVID situation was happening, you made the decision that it was best for to let go of the employees. What's the term? I don't know. Is there a proper term for that? I don't know.
We furloughed. Yeah, I'm not, you know, all the mumbo jumbo's a little bit difficult to understand, but we basically furloughed everybody on, I believe it was March 17th.
March 17th.
Yeah, we just, we felt like the direction that everything was going was, you know, one of our stores in Colorado, obviously, they were a little bit ahead of us down here, and we were getting lots of rumblings of employees being uncomfortable, and it was just moving real fast, and we felt like we've been put in the position in the past of balancing financials with our employees' safety when these hurricane threats.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so we get the feeling, and it is the absolute worst feeling as a business owner that I think that you can be put in when you're balancing your employees', you know, health and well-being.
Without a doubt.
Their financials. So it was a pretty easy decision for us to make. I mean, it was in that regard, it was very difficult to make. But once we decided, you know, had kind of the reasoning behind it and why we were doing it, it became very easy because we felt like it was the only decision.
How many employees was that?
It was about 380.
I remember you saying close to 400. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And so, but we made a promise to them that day that our goal was to get back and running and get everybody back in the place they were before. And, you know, we've done that with our entire management team for about, it's been a little over 2 weeks since we were able to hire them all back. And then we're slowly, you know, we just started with to-go, and we're slowly hiring back hourly workers. But we're trying to keep, you know, we were trying to balance it all with what, you know, what we're, I want to make sure that all the people that are working feel comfortable working.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. No, it's so important.
It's not just like how many people you have on a shift or how many you have working in a day. It's how many people you have working in a week and how many people you're comfortable circulating through your space, and just making sure that our employees, you know, have the comfort level that they need to do the job that we're asking them to do.
That's a good point. I thought about it, like, in the periphery, that you're not only trying to work on the safety of the people coming in, the customers, but you also have the interaction of the employees themselves that has to be. So it's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we owe it to our employees and our customers. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we want to make sure. I mean, we're serving our customers food. They're putting the stuff that we give them in their mouth. You know, so like, I mean, it's just, you know, we feel a large responsibility there, and we feel like you know, we need to have. Despite whatever guidelines are out there as far as, you know, when you can do this kind of, you know, when you can open. I mean, we were able to open yesterday for outdoor dining, but we're just not ready yet. And I'm not saying that other people shouldn't be doing it. You know, obviously everybody needs to be taking it seriously. And that's just, I think, the right thing to do. But we're just not ready yet.
Yeah, specific to home team, you're not ready.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody's in a different position. I mean, we have a place where people like to booze a lot. You know, people like to come and have a good time, and it's really, our business is built on a good time, and, you know, being elbow to elbow with your neighbor and eating and having a beer and watching a football game, and, you know, and that's exactly what we're being told not to do. And so for us, we're just trying to figure out how we're going to go about this in a way that, again, that at the end of the day, it's about our customers, but it's really about our employees first, and, you know, what they're comfortable, what atmosphere they're working in that they feel comfortable with.
And when we had talked before, you had discussed this business as a family. It wasn't just a business that you guys were putting together. It's a family, and you care about these people, and you care about their well-being mentally, physically, economically, everything. So that's, it shows that you're doing that. So how are you doing, is it ordering online, and then is it to go as in curb service, or can you go into the restaurants at all? Or
no, well, people that come up to the restaurant and haven't ordered, we'll just tell them to give us a shout from their car. Okay. And we'll get it ready as quick as we can, and just bring it out to them. And we're just trying to make it as easy as possible on our customers and our employees. So yeah, they can call in. We had a huge weekend this weekend.
I was going to ask you, was it busy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it all out. You know, understanding. I mean, we have people. I think we got our first order on Saturday at 10 till 7 in the morning online. You know, it's like, wow. You know, just people, you know, and they missed it and they wanted it. But we're working through, and I think we're pretty much there. It took a weekend to kind of figure it out. And it's not like we haven't done to-goes in the past.
No,
but when you got people ordering online and you got people calling and things like that, it can make things difficult. But we kind of got it worked out. You know, our teams are great. And, you know, we're doing a couple delivery platforms as well. You know, those are tough. We worry about the service level there and stuff like that, but, you know, we're doing it for the time being.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this or watching this, it's better to go directly to the restaurant. I feel it's better to go directly to the restaurant as much as you can, but there are people that can't, that have, don't have the ability, and you want to be able to offer that. How, now going forward, what are you seeing? Are you seeing the outdoor seating, you think, by like in June probably, or is it kind of, I know it's speculative, but
I would like to think so. I mean, I don't really, we're just not there yet. We need to figure out what our procedures are going to be and be really comfortable with those.
Okay.
Before we start letting people in our doors, and then kind of combine that with, so our goal is to kind of have those buttons ready to press when it's time to press them. But unlike with the to-go thing, where we kind of cited a date of May 1st, and it was kind of after the April 30th guidelines, and, you know, and we felt that that was a good place to work backwards from, we don't really have a date for outdoor dining. And honestly, we don't even have all our stores opened up with the to-go model yet. And so it's really easy for us to go, all right, we're going to chill here and just kind of, you know, figure everything out. So we don't have a date yet. I was certainly would, you know, I'd love to hope. I mean, I hope it is. By then. I hope it's a week from now. I hope it's 2 weeks from now. But I don't know what the correct, I am not sure what the criteria is yet for making that decision. So we're just going to not rush ourselves. We want to put people back to work as quickly as possible. We're trying to, but we need to balance that with if we're going to call that person up and tell them to get off their couch and they're uncomfortable getting off their couch because of safety reasons, you know, we want to be able to make sure that there's a there's a model that they can come in and trust that we're going to adhere to. And that's it. That's really about that trust with your employees and these people that we do call family.
Is it a pared down menu or is it the same menu as always?
Yeah, no, we definitely, because we wanted to make sure that, you know, it was producible by a smaller amount of people. And so trying to keep those teams tight. And, you know, if you're doing five different proteins and, you know, all the tacos that we like to do anybody that knows our menu knows that we've built on the barbecue a lot. It's just not, you know, kind of a meat and three kind of place. And there's a lot of prep items and things like that. So we just trying to keep it simple.
It's a streamlined menu until you can grow that out and build that out kind of with everything else.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no guarantee that when we come out of this that our menu looks the same as it did before.
True.
I mean, I think there's things to consider, you know, about just streamlining stuff and whatever. But, you know, we're also very driven creatively. And so
I know that's a big thing of you.
Back to where we were before. It's just a matter of how many, you know, what kind of staff. I mean, first of all, the staff it's hard to find staff right now. I mean, some people don't want to come to work for one reason or another. They've got a high risk person at home. They got small children at home.
For sure.
They're getting unemployment. They can afford to stay at home right now. There are all kinds of things out there, and we're not here to judge, you know, those folks on why they want to, you know, don't want to come back or don't want to come back at this point. And but it's tough to, you know, it's been tough to find staff to some degree.
Well, that's eye opening too. That's why I'm kind of doing these behind the barbecue front line kind of thing, just so other restaurateurs and customers and people can understand what you guys are going through and the thought process, and potentially someone can get an idea from what you're saying that can help them out too, or at least maybe change their mindset, because it's not an easy road, and it's not just like flipping the switch for anything in life. It's gonna be a challenge, and I feel for you that you have to deal with this, and especially too how things were going and it was going so well and it was so exciting, and it was just, I love watching your Instagram just with the most creative food I've seen, and it makes me sad, and I'm glad that you're able to, you know, start getting closer to, because if we had talked a month ago, things would have been so different.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely glad to get back to some sense of normalcy and starting fires and producing stuff, and it makes us, you know, if anything, it's nice to see the outpouring of love from our communities come out that support us. And they supported our employees when we were closed. We raised close to $100,000 for our employees. Taylor and I selling some barbecue parties that we're going to do a couple with Robert Moss,
the
barbecue editor of Southern Living. And then some guys on Sullivan's Island started this hat campaign, you know, just bought hats from us and then resold them. And I mean, we raised like $30,000 on our GoFundMe page. I mean, it was really awesome to see people, you know, they weren't reaching out to help, you know, Home Team Barbecue, or they were reaching out to help our people, because they know our people and they know how much our people care about them and how hard they work to give them a good experience. And they were saying that over and over again. We love your people. We want to help. And
so nice.
So it's pretty cool. We were able to send out a grocery gift certificate, which we're just finishing up doing now. It took us a while to put it all together, but send out a grocery gift certificate to every single one of our employees, which is substantial. And that was all made possible by our customers, and so that's awesome.
Is there anything else people can do now?
I think that the biggest thing that people can do now is where they see something that they can help somebody immediately and they have the ability to do so, you know, do it. But otherwise, you know, just support, you know, order to go, order delivery. You know, if you're comfortable going out and being in a place, you know, go do it. You know, we need all the support we can get from, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, when this whole PPP period is over, when, you know, most people, I don't know, that hopefully a lot of folks out there have been able to get those. I know there are folks that have not, but when this period is over, and for those who don't have those loans, I mean, the rubber is meeting the road, and you know, we're gonna need as much support from our customers as ever. So it just, you know, that's it. You know, help us out with ordering and going and eating at the places you love.
Can you order gift certificates and swag and stuff online still, or is that something that?
We are not doing that right now. It should be pretty soon.
Because the store was down for a little bit, right?
Kind of shut everything down for a while, and just and we have I'm not quite sure where we are with the gift certificates. We should be able to start producing gift
Well,
certificates.
text me and let me know, and I'll add that to the.
Yeah, I'll update you.
Cool. Yeah, and just go to your website to order, and you could order it for all the different stores that are open for to go. They'll be drop down, right? Isn't there a.
Yeah, and if you're having any problems at all, you can just email us at info@hometeambbq.com. We'll get back to you right away. Answer any of your questions. I mean, obviously, we're just asking people to have patience with us, with our systems right now and whatnot. I mean, it is kind of like reopening restaurants again. It's pretty interesting. Anybody who's opened up a restaurant before knows it's kind of mayhem. And there was a little, there's a kind of a little honeymoon period too, where people just haven't had it in a while and they're rearing and ready to go. And so, but yeah, we'll work with everybody to get them what they need.
Excellent. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for taking the time to share this because I really wanted to share what you guys were doing because across the United States things are different. So And I'll put links to everything. I'm going to put a companion piece that I'll keep updating a blog piece with this. So that way I'll put updates as they come in and you can just text me and let me know.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to all of our barbecue brothers and sisters out there that are, all in different situations and all working through them. And I know that all of them are good people and they're just trying to do what's right. So I just like to give a shout out to all of them and all the restaurateurs across the country that are dealing with some of the same issues. And we're all in different positions, and we need to respect each other and support each other.
Thank you, Aaron. You have a good day. Stay safe, and I can't wait to visit all your locations once this COVID thing has kind of dissipated. And it's just what a weird world we're living in. It's so strange.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Appreciate what you're doing, spreading the word and whatnot. Take care of yourself.
Try my best. You too. I'll talk to you soon.